This is all propaganda. All I do is propaganda. But our own propaganda. You know what I mean? Episode what? Episode
175.
Wow, she's on it. It only took 170-some. Now, just think of that for a second. 175. And we've done it every week.
Yeah.
Since the beginning. That's a lot.
How many weeks are
but
here?
Remember, we still had that whole thing with we hit the two. Remember, we were at episode. Because a year is 52 weeks, right?
Yes, it is.
Right. So 2 years is 104. Well, somehow we hit the 2 year at like 103. It didn't make sense.
Because
we should have figured that
in
out.
The beginning, yeah. You guys didn't number it. You actually made titles.
No, but we even counted those. There was a weird thing. But
could have been the Ghostbusters.
No, oh wait, hold on. Remember, speaking of Ghostbusters, but ghosts, I alluded to last week that I've
yeah.
Remember?
Have you been working on it?
Yes. I've been honing. Now, real quick on that, is it honing or homing?
Honing.
With an N?
Honing
yeah.
In.
Or you or homing in, right?
It's honing in.
Honing.
And?
I think it's an
N. And either. But I've been honing my homing. But I think it's honing my skills. I'm not homing
yeah.
The skills. But I've been honing. Hold on. Watch. Oh, I'm feeling it. Wait. What's that? Again. Good place. That's all I get from these motherfuckers. That's
so
all I get.
Yeah, so you haven't gotten any better.
Well,
yeah,
no, I have. Because now I can actually. They're actually in my. Oh. Yep. Good place again.
But no, it's not getting better. Because that's all you could hear last time.
I think you're
so
hearing
you're
gonna
get better. No, I'm hearing these ghosts. Whoa, it's those. I'm a psychic now. I told you this.
Honing.
Okay.
Yeah, wait, is it honing or honing? He doesn't know. But now I can hear him better. Now I just need to know. Hey, can my grandma come through? Betty? Carol? Hey there? You like Betty Boop? Oh, hold on.
Great grandmother names. Betty.
Gertrude, I think. Mine was Gertrude.
Like Gertrude. Hot.
Mine's Lori.
Really? Like, just old white names
yeah.
In general
you'll never
just, and it shouldn't even be funny, but they kind of are. Like, when you just, like, you just hear someone named, like, Carl. That shit don't happen anymore.
Earl.
Yeah, yeah.
Mildred.
Fuck. Yeah, oh, especially the white women names. Those are just, those were atrocious. I don't know what they were, like, thinking. What were these people? But just because they were all, like, all spawned off, of, like, old-timey European shit.
They were hard.
You ever heard, like, a real Irish name? That's why these idiots, again, you know, I'm Irish-American. Your name's fucking Kevin. Your name's Kevin. Go to Ireland. You're going to meet people whose names are, like, fucking weird shit. Because that's a whole different thing.
Well, no, I think a lot of them changed their names when they
came to America. They definitely did. That happened. That definitely was a thing for a lot of the Jews. A lot of Jews didn't want to be known
why,
as.
Why is that?
We're in a tough
why
shape.
Is that?
Not really. Not sure. Like, not really too sure.
Yeah.
It's still, like, a huge thing in Hollywood. All these Jews that don't have Jewish names but are straight Jew. I mean, I'll give it up for, like, Seinfeld. That dude was like, fuck it. I don't care. But what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
But
why do you think that is? Like, honestly.
Because they got hate. Because it's not a new thing that people hated on other people because of their religion, their race, or where the fuck they were from. Like, it happened to a lot of, like, Irish people, a lot of Germans.
Yeah.
Like, especially Germans.
But it's sad that they had almost, like, be ashamed of, like, their hair, like, you know what I mean?
Well, for sure. Because,
like, that's why I think it's really interesting, like, with, like, ancestry and all these, like,
what?
Figuring out your family tree.
Sure.
And, like, people.
Which is crazy, because some people, though, it's like, take it too far to where they're trying to
find something that
yeah,
like, yeah really
they're
solved.
Taking it way running, too like deep running. And like emotionally personal where they're trying to figure out where they're from and where they came from. It's like, stop it.
Most people can't like find it inwards, they look outwards.
But it's like one thing, it's just if you want to know where your aunt, where your family and relatives like once were and where they came, that's fine. But you're to search it out thinking that now you're...
Not even to search it, to send your DNA out.
But that's like the same. Like, it's like to think that now you're, I found out that I'm 15% Polish. So now you got to start like doing Polish shit. It's like, can we stop with that?
I still travel in the same shoes.
Well.
Same travel.
Those shoes are made for walking.
You ain't got no room to talk. You found out you were part Puerto Rican. And that's all you keep saying.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. Okay, hold on. First of all,
nice goatee.
I literally started doing this because once I shaved it when I was shaving, I was like with a goatee, I just look like a straight Rican. Dope. I look like
Pedro. Wow, now you're admitting too.
But I don't go around saying I'm Puerto Rican American, right? I don't. Because I am. I guess. My great grandfather. But on our grandma's side, we've already talked about this. Fucking our boy Amos Finch, 1956, Cairo, Amos New York. Finch. That's our oldest relative. On my grandma's side, that my aunt traced back to, not even America, 1756. It wasn't even America yet. Our boy was just out there getting it in Cairo. Know what I mean? But what does that mean now? Does that mean God, now I'm in this conundrum. My grandfather's family is from Rico, but my grandma's family is a bunch of Europeans.
Better start acting right.
What am I? Oh, my culture.
You better start acting right.
Now it makes complete sense why I was so fucking terrible as a child and just, I'm a Rican. I can't help it. It's in my blood. It's in my blood to be fiery. People blame shit on, not me. I'm not just a dickhead. I got that. I'm an Italian. And, Italian. So, what is that? You get that's crazy. You're like, you're Mexican. So, why? You all born ready to, steal?
I thought it was really awesome. I saw an interview with Raven Simone and Oprah.
Oh.
And that she got super offended because
Oprah, right?
Yeah, Oprah got offended.
I'll give Raven some
billionaire
Raven,
Oprah.
Let her say it.
Okay, Raven no, sorry.
Said that she was American and not African American.
I did hear that.
And she was saying how her roots come from, I think it was Illinois.
Kentucky or something like that.
And
I've been
Oprah was like, oh my, like she was like literally like.
Of course she was.
And she's like,
yep.
Of course she was.
People are going to be offended like that.
Yep.
You said that. And she's like, well, I don't really know how far my family goes. And
correct. Yeah.
She worded it so good. It was
it's
so
a good point.
Spot on. And she threw Oprah off.
Well, because it's a great
people,
point.
When did people's feelings matter?
Oh, God. They never should and they never will. But
that's
I mean,
not true. People's feelings definitely should matter.
To them. I completely agree. But to me,
not
at all.
A little bit.
Why?
Because if you see someone visibly getting upset, you should
what? Stop doing what I'm doing because they're physically upset? Maybe they should go away then.
Maybe we should talk about it.
Why does the person insulting have to cater their whole shit because someone is now insulted because of something they said?
It's about understanding that you guys both have a different view and not trying to change that person's opinion and letting them have their own
Maybe we grew up different because
but,
I feel
definitely.
The way we grew up, it was the feelings. Were
that thing should change.
But some people think that you giving your own opinion of the complete opposite of what they're saying is you trying to change their mind on something. It's like, that's not what anyone's doing.
Nope.
I'm just telling you I don't agree with you. And then for the person to think that you're... If you're getting mad because someone's not thinking that's not they're trying to change you the fact that you can't the feelings thing
it's feelings bro
we can't now
but people need to learn also I will say to control it because if you do hear something that upsets you or triggers you whatever it shouldn't dictate your whole view on that person now.
And
you know what I mean?
I completely agree. But it shouldn't also dictate now how
everyone,
fucking buddy else needs to fucking be and say around you.
Exactly.
It's we've talked about this before.
Exactly.
The fact that you can now not say rape on YouTube because someone might get triggered. This is what happens when feelings come into play.
Yep.
Oh, someone's feelings might get hurt, so now we have to censor words. We can't say things anymore.
But
we
if you're talking with someone and you know that something is going to make them upset, why even say that something?
So... we're not just saying we're just having a conversation. All of a sudden, rape! Anybody been raped in here? No one's saying that. But if there's a conversation
today.
It leads into some of these triggering words to be said. If you can't hear a fucking word without being triggered, then you're immature and you shouldn't be even trying to have conversations.
What triggers one person is different to another. So
correct. So why does the triggered get to determine that the untriggered now have to censor themselves?
And you know what? You're right. Because sometimes when I'm blasted, if I hear a word that I don't like, I get triggered by it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real thing. If I hear a word.
I need to know what word.
I'm not entirely sure what
there's not
over. I'm blasted and like someone rubs me and I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, you know what?
Well, if it's a word like that's directed towards you,
yes,
that's one
towards me.
But if you're
towards
just
me.
Eavesdropping
towards
and you
no,
hear
no,
a,
I don't care
a couple people and all of a sudden you hear the word like fag, you're like, whoa!
Oh,
excuse me, I'm
that.
Triggered. You guys need to like
I don't care about that.
How
there's
dare you
fags around. I don't care about that. There's like gay people. I don't, and I love
well,
everybody.
See, I think that's the thing. I think
but
guy
get super butthurt about that
because you said
why?
A derogatory right. comment. Like we talked about it before. Like you know, my lord, you can't even say.
You can't even say.
Well, close your ears. Close your ears.
I was
you
in
can't
the
even
moment.
Say
why?
The word nigger.
You don't even need to say it though.
But why?
Why do you need to say it?
This is what we're talking about.
It's because like it, you don't need to just throw
because,
the word out there. Though.
You know what? I have to raise my hand. I got
to
raise my hand and say something.
Okay.
Then that person's going to come back and say, "Why are you allowed to say nigger?"
Well,
it's like, "Well, wait, why are you allowed to say
nigger?" No,
well, I just don't.
But that's
no. This is my point. The if I didn't say that word, would you know what word I was like? You know, like I like,
yeah.
Well,
everyone
you know,
knows what the N word is.
Do they?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
The end, but like that's the thing is like I don't agree that like there's a thousand words that start with the letter N.
Yeah,
a lot of N words out there. You know, a lot of N words out there.
Knickknacks.
But
okay.
But again,
ninja.
But again, we shouldn't just throw the word around. We should
neighbor.
Just go around the fucking street just saying, "Oh, nigga this, nigga that, right?
But even right now, you don't need to just be like, "Oh, da 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 da."
Well, because if I said that, we shouldn't walk around the street saying...
You don't need to throw the word around. I know what word you're talking about, because we're literally having a conversation about the word.
Do you know what the R word is?
Don't say
yes.
It. Yes. I don't like that word.
Oh, you do? What's
don't
the R,
say the R word.
You know? Well, the R word now is...
I don't like that word.
Rape! That's your R word.
Oh, I thought it was retard.
That is also... That used to be the R word.
I thought
that's
what
he was
saying.
That used to... Do you hate that word?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about it I don't...
It's very potent.
It's potent.
It's potent.
When you hear somebody say it, they just go, "You're a retard." And you hear somebody say it, you're just like,
well,
shit, man.
I think we actually said it last week, but I'll say it again.
Like, it's not...
As in the words of Michael Scott, you don't call retards retards. You call your friends retards.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
Again...
But when you... But tell me it's not, like, a little convicting when you say it yourself.
But
like,
some would say that about the word nigger.
That's a fucking aggressive... Now... That's an aggressive word, too.
It... Yeah. They, because...
The
for
way
some reason, R's are, like, you know, it's,
yeah,
you know...
Rolls off the tongue.
But if you're saying something in the context of the story...
Yeah.
The first time I ever said the N-word, I'll say the N-word, on this cast is when we talked about the O.J. Simpson trial. And Mark Furman, German Fuhrer, got up there and was asked, "Have you ever said the word nigger before?" And he said no. And then Johnny Cochran pulls out a tape and he starts just dropping this because if what should they have said?
Yeah, in court,
oh, so
obviously, that is the appropriate time because you have to say word for word what this person is saying.
And then they had a tape on it.
So he lied.
Because it's like Jesse Smollett, right?
He's a liar too.
Of course he was. And when
shitty
the
person.
Attorney
He's
was reading
person.
Back the text messages that he sent,
what a shitty
can
person
you
that
just
is.
Say the N-word? And the attorney goes, "Well, that's not what you said.
Right.
So if you don't want me to say it, then you can read it yourself." But the fact that, like...
He's the reason why when shit like that happens...
Well, because...
Nobody believes that.
Because
like, what are you doing?
Because that shit...
you want clout?
That he claimed... That shit don't fucking happen in America anymore.
Exactly.
This is not 1952.
Right.
There
right.
is no fucking posse
nobody
of whiteys out there
right.
looking for a black guy to go
right.
string up.
Especially you, Jussie.
Like, in Chicago.
No.
Like,
no.
Stop.
If anything, a black dude had a gun, he was going to shoot you
and then,
straight
like,
to Chicago.
And
that, and
to
a,
hire,
Chicago, bro.
And I'm pretty sure he wrote those dudes a check. This
he
guy's
did.
An idiot.
No,
he
did.
Pulled the Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer wrote a prostitute check once.
When's the last time you've been in Chicago?
I will never.
They know.
But again, this is when it comes to not being able to say certain words. This is how things lose their meaning, and this is how things lose their fucking like. If it's a powerful word, like you know, by censoring it, then it loses its fucking goddamn power,
no.
right? It's the fact that, like, we can't even, like, now I'm already, like, I'm a racist now because I've said the word.
No, but.
Some would call me an outright racist.
And you said retard.
Now, does that mean I fucking am racist against retards?
I don't know.
No.
See,
you know
what I mean?
Else?
Like, I don't know.
You know who else don't know?
I don't know. I just, that's a tough fucking, a tough word.
Dude, not one retard has ever been offended.
I don't even know any retards that I don't like that word.
I'm retarded. Because, but not, look, can you give me a drink
thing,
right
now? Back
but
in
it's
the
not,
day,
it's just a, that's a tough word, bro. Because, like, I work with somebody that always says it and shit. He's from New Jersey, and he's very, like, spot off at the mouth.
Yeah,
like, way
sure.
more than New York people.
Well,
so, like, every time he says something, I sit there and I'm just like,
but
damn, bro.
This
like,
is the thing.
That's rough.
This is
the
thing.
It's rough the way he says it. It's like,
but
holy
like,
shit.
How,
go
I'm retarded.
No, but, like,
no.
back in the day, like, no. people used to use that word just like, oh,
yes.
that's so gay.
Correct.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Correct.
It
yes.
depends how much.
Yeah, gay.
Like,
but it's because, it, first of all, like, retarded is a word that is. A word beyond just someone being, like, mentally fucking, like,
yeah.
challenged.
But the word comes
incapacitated.
From that.
Like, they literally, there's, like...
They're challenged.
Yeah, exactly. Because
they're
it means, because retarded doesn't
yes.
mean you're, it means it's retarded. Like, nothing can get to you. Fire retarded means you won't catch on fire.
Yes.
That's why they're retarded, because they won't be able to. The fact that, like, you, like, calling shit gay, like, I've explained this many times in this podcast. Like, when I, back in the day, we weren't, like... saying gay, 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 like hoping that every gay guy would get fucking like murdered. And
no, bro.
We were
nobody
saying it because,
ever
like,
said that. Ever.
To a heterosexual male.
Nobody ever said that.
I would call shit gay.
I'm a heterosexual.
Exactly.
Male. I don't care.
And we would call shit gay that we didn't want to
that's,
do. That's
it,
gay. Hey, yeah. hey, you want to go to this thing? No,
but
it's
I
gay.
Didn't, but I didn't mean it in derogatory form.
No, because like I meant it in a way that
ever.
I say it's gay because like I don't want to do that.
Yes.
And you know what is
yeah.
the number one thing that I don't want to do is be gay.
Yeah, I don't
and like,
gay.
Hey, go be gay, but like,
yeah,
that's you know?
Fine. You can be gay, it's fine.
The last thing like I would want is to be physical with a guy. This shit is gross and like,
okay, but like,
no pooper.
It's appalling.
But like,
yeah.
okay,
and
then
you have women. They're like, well, women have balls too, right? But women don't have like slinging. They don't have
that,
dicks hanging around.
But women get that fucking vagina shell.
But that's what I'm saying.
You
know, like,
your fucking face
they're like too.
But that's why there's like a double standard.
There's
like,
not, for what?
With thing. Like,
I'm not in a threesome with two.
What's
shit.
The double standard?
I'm saying that like,
would,
I mean, I personally, I don't care, but I think some people look at it like if a guy experiments it with a guy, that'd be weird. But for a girl and a girl to do it, it's like, oh, whatever.
Correct. That no, I will say it. Correct.
Yes.
But, like,
but that's
here's
because
my
I agree
thing.
With
like,
that.
You guys hold that like stigma to it, right? Because.
But
like you just had to say that because we were just talking about the word.
No,
you had
no,
to
no.
feel like you had to say
what
that you are.
No, this
but
is about
like,
dicks.
Wait,
and our
first
asses.
Of all, like I didn't have to. I didn't just feel that I had to say I'm not gay because like if I didn't, people would think that I was gay. We're beyond that. I'm not a child anymore. Like that's we're beyond that. The fact that like there is the stigma because there is no such thing. I've said this before as dudes experimenting with dudes.
No,
that's not a thing.
No,
I mean,
that's not.
You're
a
gay guy. You're not. You're a gay guy.
If you're gonna go fuck a dude,
so
you
like,
want to fuck a dude.
Yeah, in the women thing, it's because like
you like
they,
that shit because you guys are all having a good time. Like,
and they think
good...
the dudes like it.
Yes,
women aren't doing that shit for
but
each other.
Who,
they're doing
right.
it because they think the
but
dudes.
The dudes like it.
Look at Girls Gone Wild.
That. But yeah,
no
remember
one.
Back in the day?
Who created what?
Remember back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Who created what though? The stigma or like the idea? Because first of all, like no, if. I don't even know if the gay dudes will deny. Like, no, the male body is like,
yeah.
this is.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not trying to suck a dick or
not,
get a dick in my ass, but I will watch a female have a good time, like, with
I
each other and stuff if they like it.
But would you judge a guy if he wanted to suck dick?
Yes!
But that was
I'm
saying
not
that
him.
You're a homophobe.
No,
you want,
I, no, I guess I'm not going to
judge
him, but I'm going to call him a gay.
That's fine. Let him do it.
But, like,
but,
let
like
him do
but,
it.
But this is the problem in society right now is, like,
but let him do. I
why
did,
do we have to identify with our sexuality? So
I didn't.
That
I didn't
should,
judge it. I said let him do.
But
it.
That should
shimmy,
be a
shimmy.
Thing. It's
it.
Really odd to me that
you,
it's not.
No, shimmy, shimmy. You shouldn't even
I
say do. You're have a problem with it. Let him do.
No, I don't
who
have a
fuck?
Problem with. But I
sure.
have. But I think it's gross.
Whatever.
Okay,
that,
but
okay.
you think
yes.
it's gross. I
yes.
don't want to dick this gross.
Absolutely. I don't
want to
dick in my ass. I don't want
to
dick in my mouth.
Okay. I'm okay.
Shimmy. I don't want to dick in my ass. I don't want to dick in my mouth. Absolutely.
I'm not the only one. You know how I tell you why I'm not the only one?
Well, let him do it.
You know how I know I'm not the only one?
Doesn't matter.
Because when it comes to watching pornography, ain't no one watching gay porn, even women.
Nope.
Because it's gross.
Not even women. That's true.
They're
I'll
not.
A porn
no one,
right now.
No.
Ain't
no,
nobody
you don't
watching
know
that
shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I will say, too, is like, I also, when it comes to watching porn, I can't, the lesbian shit just, I can't. What's happening here?
But that's like...
It's like trying to watch a marathon. What's going on?
Okay, but like that is...
No, I just mean like... There's like...
That's
has
preferences.
To be something.
Like,
okay, you
want to
know what? You
want to
know where it gets good?
Beauty.
You want to know where it gets good? When they get the dildo up.
But
see what I mean?
But
see how that gets there?
But then they get... Okay, I agree. But
then
they get
the dildo
or the strap on out, and then
see?
What do? They start... Have you ever seen these women? They don't know how to fuck. Like,
nope.
So they're doing all this weird shit. Their hips are moving. It's like you... I can't... it's just... But no one's saying they can't do whatever they want to do. What we're saying is
you're
that...
You're saying your preferences and what you think.
What?
What you like and you don't like, but doesn't mean someone else might not.
That's
like
not what I'm saying
at
all. I'm telling you that, like, there's more people that aren't gay than there are that are gay.
Yes.
By far.
Oh, yeah.
By far. There are, and when it comes to dudes,
yeah.
And you know, sorry, but like you, oh, I'm a, you're bisexual? No, you're not. You're gay. Just admit it.
I've been hit on a dude at a bar and shit. It's one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever dealt with.
Okay.
Well,
and it is. And I'm not sitting here as a person that like I'm homophobic or whatever and shit. Nah, bro, that shit was mad uncomfortable.
It was
super uncomfortable.
And you like...
But like when you say
but
why...
Should he, but
like, what do you mean why?
Some people will say that you should feel like that's wrong. You shouldn't feel uncomfortable by that. Like, that's
so
crazy.
What do you want me to do when I say get away from me?
Exactly.
Like you
am I homophobic
nice for
saying get away from me? I like the fuck... Like,
but,
I'm just asking.
This, but like the
that, thing, shit's that shit's happened to me multiple times.
Dude, I remember...
It has.
A parade day.
It's super uncomfortable.
Dude, I remember it was maybe 10 years now, parade day.
But if I say something, I'm like a problem.
Dude, I was looking for people I knew. I ended up in, like, what was the, do you remember the gay bar below D-Lo's? I don't remember what it was called.
Squeeze?
Dude, I'm at this place.
Merlin?
I'm looking around.
Merlin?
And I'm like, man, there's like, I'm trying to find who I'm looking for. This dude comes up next to me. He goes, you like bears? I go, the Bears? They suck! The Bills are the best! Who
the goddamn Dolphins?
He literally was like, whoa, bud, like, ah, you're in the wrong place. Because I guess there's like, they call themselves Bears. Those are big, hairy gays.
Oh.
Squiggies.
Big, hairy gays that call themselves Bears. And when it comes to your sexual orientation being your identity, only the gays do that.
Mm-hmm.
Heterosexual people have never done that, never
nope.
will.
Not
one heterosexual person has ever been like, I identify as... heterosexual. They never
exactly.
have. They never will. They
but
wouldn't
that's
even bring it
up. You can't really, like...
That's why when Stacey looks at me, she goes, yeah, you know, like, how it is to be a dude and, like, sexually assault a girl. I go, honestly,
no,
bro, I don't.
This
no,
notion
really
that
don't.
You women have
and,
that
like,
we're all sexual assaulters and we high-five
no.
each other for rapes is
no.
fucking nuts.
I go, honestly, bro, if you don't want to fuck me, we don't got to fuck.
Like, this...
That's it. Like,
no,
at the end of the day, it's either you want to fuck, we don't. Like, I'm not going to fucking... Oh my God, we gotta do this and do this. I'm gonna grab you and I'm gonna do this.
No,
bro, I'm not that person.
I'm not going to.
I've never been that person.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna
so
hold the door so you can't leave and then assault you.
Correct.
I'm not going to, like,
so when you're
passed out, fucking, like, play diddle around. Like, that's.
So when you try to tell me about a conversation that happened about something, I literally look at it and go, man, that sucks. And you look at me and go, oh, you're so insensitive. I go, yeah, because I'm not that person.
Well,
and I'm gonna walk away.
I know, just
but
because
think
it
about
didn't
it.
Happen to you or you weren't the person that did
but
it.
Because,
know.
But because I'm not that person.
But when it
I'm
comes
not
to
that situation.
Being insensitive.
It's not insensitive.
It's now,
it's
you're
just,
insensitive if you even, how dare you
right,
ask a question
you
or have like, oh, you. So you told us this story.
Right.
And now like we have a question and now you're victim blaming, and this is why they don't go to the cops because the cops have questions and they don't
yep.
want to be questioned
yep.
because who
that's
knows not, why?
I don't
yep.
always think that's
what
why
the because anytime
though?
What ask any girl why don't you go to the cops? Oh well, no, say the last thing I was wearing. Oh okay,
I don't remember.
You use that. You say that a lot
because that's what
but,
girls say.
No, it's the them almost like blaming them. Like people go through like victim,
like shame.
Yeah, or like they because they like.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Can see right. how it might sound to someone, and
what?
Like,
to
no
see
one
how
wants
would...
to be like no one wants to be
a victim. Of course they don't. But to see
right.
how what would sound to them, your story of how you were brutalized and raped beyond your control, that's not like something you should like. High, like if your story is like maybe if you're thinking your story is automatically going to be like questioned, then like maybe your story is
then maybe not fucking
like,
story.
The fact that like this is how the cops do with anything.
Yep.
If you're if me and you are husband and wife and you end up dead, they're going to come to me and start, like, accusing me, basically.
Number one.
Yeah.
No, and you're number one suspect.
And they're going to ask you questions in an accusatory way.
You're the number one suspect.
Yeah. Like,
they're not going to come at you because you met a random girl at a fucking bar and said...
No,
well, she said like random things about me of sexual assault.
But that's like being biased, right?
Biased to what though? Like, because
already assuming that the partner.
But the cops are automatically like, as far as like what it seems like, the police automatically assume that you're lying. Not when it comes to just rape, just anything. Because there's a thing that
I should have been a cop.
There's a thing that our justice system has to have, and it's called evidence.
Yeah,
and
you ain't got none.
Like, if you only have a story.
Right.
It's just not good enough.
Well, the cop's going to look at you, and you know what he's going to do? I got the pen. He's got a black book. And
he's going to write stuff.
He's going to write stuff that...
But that's a beat
cop.
You
better have... Yeah.
That's a beat cop. That's not a rape detective who's, like, going to... This is what they do. They think that they don't even look into it. It's like there's whole divisions of police forces dedicated to this one thing.
Yep.
Well...
If you think they didn't look into the fucking...
They did.
They
looked into
everything. And they literally looked at it and they just go... They fucked up because they literally sent text messages and says, I'm taking all their money, bro. And guess what, bro?
But
you done fucked your case
up.
Regardless of what happened, you fucked up.
This is...
You literally had a message.
Because that's how most of it... That's how most things work. One thing is a deciding factor.
That's it.
Or that's just like what a crime is. Most things are.
You literally said, I'm going to take millions from them, bro.
But
your whole rape case of anything of you being a victim has gone out the window now.
But that could even... But I'm even under the notion that, like, even if you were a victim and you...
You wouldn't care about the money.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
If this is such a victimizing thing that could happen.
Of course.
It's like the Cosby shit. We talked about it before.
P. Diddy, Cosby.
We talked about the Cosby
shit, bro.
She literally put a price tag on her own rape, and we were supposed to feel sorry for her. It's like you put a price tag of $5 million on your rape. So that's you can't feel bad for that anymore.
No.
But like when it comes to the just outright there, like you can't just make something up and just everyone just like, well, you know, you wouldn't lie about that. It's like, are we kidding ourselves? Like,
if somebody came at me tomorrow, I got fucking $45 in the bank, and someone was like, Palmatera, I accuse you of rape, whatever. I go, maybe it's true. Then. You know what I mean? Like, I got $45.
The thing
but
is, though,
like,
that's $45
to me. Because it doesn't seem to happen to dudes that don't have money, does it?
Thank you.
You don't hear about all these accusations coming out about dudes that aren't worth money.
Nope.
Because if there was such a fucking rape culture, it would be anybody.
Well, I just told you one.
I had those chicks backs from the Colonial until I read the fucking scripture of, we're going to take them for millions. I go,
you're
idiots.
Who's writing that narrative, though? Like, the news? Like, WBG?
But what?
The narrative.
There
wasn't
the narrative.
It was the chick writing it to the other chick.
That was found.
But we didn't see all the text messages.
But yes, we did.
But the narrative, until this was, those dudes are dirty rapists, and the girl's a victim. And
but, like, who did that? Like, who created that narrative?
The chicks?
Me Too movement.
I mean, not even.
And then the chicks were out there fucking picketing, throwing
chickens at
building,
the place, you know?
All this shit in the third. The place back open, whatever, and stuff.
And the fact that
the chick literally wrote to the other chick, we're going to take them for millions.
But
your case is over.
But because...
Dude, no, Jimmy.
That's what
your
they can...
Your case is...
Your legal case,
you
but your civil
up.
Case
yeah.
isn't, because like for some reason you can do that in America too. Oh, you didn't do anything illegal to be prosecuted, but civil trial, and you are liable, or, you know, the fact that, like, OJ, not guilty in a court of law... But in the civil trial, you were culpable in there. How? Because you don't need proof in civil trials. You don't need anything. Like, the fact that, even with the Cosby shit, that you can just tell us everything you did to this woman, and we won't use it against you in, like, real court, that's insanity. How is that even a thing? How is that a thing? How is that even a fucking thing? The fact that, like, you can't this just doesn't go any way besides it. Like, you know, the Me Too movement really fucking...
But the thing is, everybody's getting called out.
But because
it's not just Cosby, bro.
But because it's an easy thing to do now.
Diddy, you got P. Diddy getting called out. It's like, do you even believe that?
But it's because it's an easy thing to do
now. Maybe.
It's easy to do.
You know what I mean? I sit there like, P. Diddy's getting called out for this. I go, yeah, I probably believe that. Whatever.
But he got...
And then he's just getting called out for more shit.
But he got called? Yeah.
I've had enough.
But he got called out in a civil way. He paid her, and then she went away.
And then, but then there's
how?
More. And then there's more people
because,
that want to come out.
Because now we saw her get a paycheck.
You have
done, assaulted me too.
You have done fucked up the whole narrative.
Like, just even
you done fucked up the whole narrative.
Just even
that's the thing.
Calling it Me Too. It's like Me Too. Yeah, because all of you, all because I know it's what we're talking about. Like we're all like. This the idea that we're all just like all these guys are sitting around and just like high fiving each other for.
Big Ben got a blowjob in a bathroom stall.
It's because it has happened so many times.
What has happened? Raping of women? It has, but
yes.
Like I don't think there's ever been like a rape party where dudes are like, hell yeah, bro, fucking,
yeah.
Oh, you got two tonight. They're like,
there isn't.
There can't be.
No.
There can't.
The
be.
The dude made a mistake. The chick made a mistake. They made the mistake together.
But
no.
Wait.
But you also have to understand that.
No. Wait, no what?
That's coming from me because I'm
a script too.
That's coming from me.
What do you mean?
Because
like,
I'm not
hold
a
on,
fucking
no
idiot.
What?
So like, it's coming from me.
No what?
If a dude rapes someone, it's just a mistake.
No
one.
No,
I didn't say
that's
that.
Not.
Didn't you just say
that's
he made
they,
a mistake? She made
gotta
a mistake.
Watch out. She's retarded. She will jump there. She will jump there. No,
no.
He was saying about the shit that happened in our city where like you know.
So you went back to colonial.
Yes.
But here's the thing.
But no one is saying that, like, if a dude rapes a chick, he's just like, mistake, man.
I thought that's
I,
where
no,
he was going.
No,
but, like,
bro.
I will, but I agree
with
you.
That's why I would never say.
Because
if a deviant, grimy-ass dude rapes a fucking chick, I'm all for that shit, but.
You're all for, wait, you're all for what? Not rape.
Not rape.
Yes. Okay, yeah, usually. Because it's not
also,
something that's, like, there people, because some people even call sexual assault or rape a crime of opportunity. That's
right.
Fucking nuts. That's
yeah.
Saying that, like,
that's
we.
Psychopath shit.
That's saying that we, a crime of opportunity is, like, you see $20, like,
right.
And you snatch it, and that's a crime of opportunity.
That's
opportunity
like
is
D-Lo,
like,
that's like when D-Lo took $20 and went right out of here.
If someone is vulnerable, drunk, under the influence, whatever, that is an opportunity
yeah.
To take advantage of someone.
Okay, but a crime of opportunity is implying that, like, a normal person would just see it and then commit the crime.
Yeah.
If you're passed out drunk and a dude sexually assaults you, that dude is an assaulter and
yes.
He's got a problem with him. That's not
right,
like...
But that was a crime of opportunity. He saw that...
Right, for...
I would never
assault
talk, I would never
that's
talk
not
to
a crime of opportunity.
Passed out...
Because, like, I would never...
Ever in my
right,
life.
Like, how many...
And that's why I have a... It's a troubling conversation because, like, I don't know what that's like.
No, well,
because
neither,
if the chick is passed out, I'm just like, honestly, bro, I'll just go whack it, I'll jack off, go to bed.
But
that's just who I am.
But neither,
you know what I mean? Like,
but
I
yeah, but I'm just
that's
saying
the
that
appropriate
like,
thing to do.
I don't
yes,
think men are,
and that's who
wait,
I am. And like I've heard this
if,
from other girls and shit. They're like, yeah, but
what
you're
if you're
in this situation? It's like I'm not in that situation, and I'm not that person. So like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, because. It's not something,
know.
It's not a normal thing to be.
Correct.
Like, to be
it's
this,
normal.
Like, oh, hey, there's we're at a party and there's a girl in this room sleeping in a bed. Let me sneak in there. And
this chick's got fucking puke fucking running off her face. I'm like, yeah, go help her, bro.
Right.
Don't go try to fuck
right.
Her.
But it's because they
like
started
this.
Lumping so much other shit in with actual sexual assaults. Like, and I said before, like, coercion, they tried to make a sexual assault. Like, you guys are really fucking losing the fucking plan here.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
You, it's not, coercion's not sexual assault, ladies.
Yep.
It's not your.
Yep.
It's not anyone's fault that you were a slut and
yep.
You, oh, well, it
and
wasn't.
That's, and see,
that's not sexual assault.
That's
problem.
Not coercion.
And that's
what?
The other problem.
What
you
is
can't
coercion?
Just call someone a slut.
Well, but that's why they want to make coercion a sexual assault, because they were coerced into sucking a dick.
Yep.
Coercion is definitely a thing.
That is not illegal. Because coercion means that you were, like, salesmaned into doing something.
But how
or pressured into doing
how
something.
Awful
can I raise my
hold
hand
on.
And say something?
Hold on, real quick.
I've never coerced a female to ever
but
suck my dick.
Pressured in...
Not once in my entire life.
But this... Because this is something that is, like, a thing...
Not once
that
in my entire
pressured
life.
Pressured into doing something. Like, pressured into...
Okay, if you
we're not talking about, like, FOMO
like,
here.
Your,
like, oh, I didn't want to go out tonight, but, like, oh, you forced me. Hey, no, we're talking about, like, you know.
I'll give you this job if you suck my dick.
Yep, and you say yes. That's not illegal.
But
no,
why
not
should
illegal.
That even be
it's not illegal.
Presented?
Because
not,
it shouldn't be presented. But
that's
why is it looked at as, like, the person who said that is the bad person, but the one that proceeded
so
with
you
it
know
is,
what?
Like...
Why not?
Because that shouldn't even be a thing.
Do you disagree with, what about like prostitutes? Do you disagree with prostitutes?
No, because they're
That's both consenting.
No, but the other one was consenting as well. If he said, I'll give you $20 to suck my dick, it makes it, that's good to go?
Because this she didn't know a prostitute is literally there to have sex.
Okay.
That's what they're there for.
Okay, the cable guy comes to do cable. If you want to smoke a cig with them, it doesn't. The fact that like you were offered, if you're okay with a woman being offered money to have sex and they're both consensual.
If she's choosing but that.
Someone can't offer a movie role for sex, that's bad.
Yes.
Right.
That's the same fucking thing.
It's not that they just offer it. It's if you don't do this, you are never going to work anywhere again. It's they try. That is what that is what happens.
But like, we've never.
It's not just like, hey, you want to do this thing?
It's the same thing.
It's
like, you
want to
pay that out, leave, you want to go do something else.
With what you just said, though, it's like, I don't know, but I've never heard of one woman come out like, yeah, you know, he said suck his dick or I don't get the movie, and I said no, and I could never get a role again. None of these women have come out. You know who's come out? The women that did this dick sucking. They're like, I can't get a role again. Well, maybe because there's younger broads that came along.
And you sucked the bad.
It's like I said about Rose McGowan. Bitch, you got Jawbreaker for sucking a dirty old dick. That's your fault. That's your fault. It's like the thing we can't talk about. This goes back to what started this whole thing is the censorship. Because God, these are triggering topics, and you can't talk about it because someone might be fucking triggered. It's the same thing with talking about racism.
Because
you
it's
know,
a sensitive topic that, like,
that's fine.
You
that's
might
sensitive.
Not feel the same way someone else does. So it's just being aware of when you talk about something sensitive, and someone has a different experience than you about it.
But when you
doesn't mean.
But if you're even like that, like all I'm saying is like if you're talking about something that like first in your mind you're like, oh, this is sensitive. Like then fucking go. You're immature. Go away then. If it's too sensitive for your fucking baby ears to hear.
Let's have a different
like,
conversation.
The fact that like it's the same thing with racism now. Like you can't. So if you've never experienced racism, you can't talk about it. This is what we've gotten to now as well. Is if it didn't happen to you, you can't talk about it. Well. A lot of things haven't happened to a lot of people, but they can't share their opinions. You know, I've never been in a house fire, but I can't fucking share my opinion about house fires. I mean, fuck.
I've never been in a house fire either.
Like, well, actually, that's wrong. I have almost been in a house fire. I actually saved someone and tried to put the fire out. That was a 10-year-old boy. Hero shit. I really did. And then I got yelled at for not watching the girl who started the fire. And mom was like, oh, bitch, she was out here playing Super Mario Brothers. Why'd she set the goddamn mattress on fire? But anyway, like, if you stop being able to talk about things, like, then shit's just gonna, you know?
Fizzle out.
Yeah. If you stop talking about how bad, you know, slavery was, well, then how can people in the future think it was bad? We need to know how bad it was to know it was bad. You can't sugarcoat things, you know? Oh, like, you can't.
I wasn't a slave.
Neither was anybody. Well, there are slaves to this day in a lot of countries. There's a lot of slaves to this day in places. You know what I mean? You got these dumb fucking idiots in the NBA saying they're slaves. And
how?
Because sport in America is the slavery of modern day because.
I think they get paid most of the majority.
No.
Americans.
They get paid way more than 98% of Americans.
Right.
100%. But. What they're trying to say is that this is because of, you know, they're kind of hypocritical on this. You can't say that, like, oh, it's now modern-day slavery because this is what the white men, like, basically forced you guys into and then deny
and they're
that.
They're still doing it.
Well, but they deny that, like, they were bred and made into these super fucking humans that are athletically just superior than anybody on the planet. I'm almost positive. A black American is... Just physically, there's no one else on the planet like it. Even blacks in Africa aren't like this.
Have you seen LeBron James?
Correct. Have you?
I'm not even.
No. Come on. Have you seen just, they're unbelievable.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how many Shaqs there are in Africa? Probably not many. Maybe tall guys, but they're skinny as shit. Tell you that. Look at what, like, all these, all of them are like runners. They're all long-distance runners, little skinny fuckers. Because maybe malnourishment is a big thing. It's a big thing. The American blacks get food and clean water, which helps. But it's racist to even Like, it sucks. No one's saying that. Like, it's a good thing. No one's sticking up for slavery. But, you know, fuck. You guys were bred like bulls and turned into LeBron James's.
Billionaire.
Is he a billionaire?
Yeah.
That's wild. Because you shouldn't, you know, Tiger Woods was the first billionaire in sports ever, right?
He's a billionaire.
But what a thing that is, too. How is it that you just crumbled? He, like, just fell apart.
Tiger got them nice lips, bro.
Dude, he's got a bad back.
He got them nice lips.
He's blazing.
He got them super nice lips.
He's blazing.
He got them lips where I'm just like, damn, bro, I want to eat you again.
It's because
you
got
Tiger's lips.
He got black in them.
No.
Well, they just, their features are more
pronounced. No, he got some, like, super, like.
Black people lips.
No. Not black people lips. He's got super nice lips.
Well. But that's like, because we talked about before.
She'd be like,
We talked about before on the cast, though. It's just like, I mean, how black women in particular changed.
I don't like
what
black women.
Good looking was, though.
Nah, I don't like black women.
No, I mean, I'm not attracted to black women.
I can't.
But when it comes to body types,
no, bro,
black women changed the game.
I'll say that. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Their body structure, the way they look, they're black. Bro, their vaginas are even blacker.
Oh, my God.
They are.
Which is.
Look it up.
I don't want to.
They are. If you look at a black girl, her vagina
there are different
is, her vagina's, her
there's
vagina's
different
blacker.
Hilarious. That's like there's 50 shades.
No, I'm just saying.
There's 50 shades.
Her vagina is blacker than her skin color.
But
no,
it is. Don't say no to me.
Skin,
it's true.
It's no.
And then it's super pink inside.
No, oh my God.
It's but like honestly, like
it's
I don't even know. Like, is I this might sound racist, I don't know, but like
no, it's not
why
racist,
is like
bro, I just like
but I
just
like why are like
know,
like their palms and the bottom of their feet, why are they like that? Why isn't the whole thing why aren't they black? Why do you think that happens like that?
I don't know. I was talking about their vagina.
I don't know what but you know what I'm saying though.
I don't know about their feet.
You know what the bottom of their feet look like, the bottom of our feet. They're like white.
Massa knows exactly
but,
what I'm talking about.
I just like, yeah, I don't know anything.
It's,
but,
I don't know it, anything.
But like,
I'm telling
what
you
right
just
now,
said,
though.
I've told you. Bro, black girls have been attracted
to
me.
Really.
We get it.
But
we get it. You are not
what
attractive.
You said, though.
No, I said black girls have been attracted to me.
That's not, now it's a racist thing to say.
See, but
that's
not
a
racist thing. It's not a racist
thing. Someone say that. I'm not attracted to black girls.
You're
like, you're racist.
Crooked ass, white ass, sideways dick, white motherfucker. Like, that's what they'll say to me. And I go, that's
well, because, like, you can't be attracted to everyone. This is where they're trying to go.
I'm not attracted to black chicks.
No one's attracted to everyone.
I don't like black chicks.
They're literally trying to, like, change
this. I don't like Asian chicks, and I don't like Puerto Rican chicks.
Okay, but it's like, you don't have to say it like that. You can just say, like,
I like white vagina.
Well, it doesn't matter how you say it.
I like white vagina.
But, like,
and that's it. That's all there is to it.
But it's just even
when it's not. It's not a fucking grimy thing. I've been in super situations.
Well, I'm just saying, when it comes to attractiveness, like, they're trying to.
I think white girls are the most attractive things on this planet.
Okay, but, like, that's your preference.
Well,
got it.
I do.
And everyone has their own.
I just think when it comes to the whites, is there's more of a like, there's more of a scale of looks whites can have. Do you know what I'm saying? Like most Puerto Ricans, like you look Puerto Rican. You know, most black, you look black. You know, when it comes to like white people, we can have different colored hair. Our eye colors can be different because we're white. Our features are more pronounced in a way.
Okay, but there's different shades of brown.
That's hilarious.
There are. It's like
brown
eyes.
Vanessa's pulling out the 64 racket Crayolas. Like, this says it's desert tan.
I'm just saying.
No, I know.
There's different ranges as well. So to say, like, only white people can have, like, different features is false.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It's not. Have you ever seen an Asian with green eyes? Or blue, or anything besides brown. You haven't. What about black?
Need contacts.
Okay, that's not the same. You ever seen a black person? How would you describe, if someone's like, hey, describe a black guy. How would you describe him? The only thing is like, would be their hair. You'd be like, oh, I don't know, dark complexion, brown eyes, brown hair.
They're
now someone said, describe a white guy. You'd be like, well, I don't know. Okay, what? You know?
White guy, brown hair.
But there
brown
is a
eyes.
Word. There is a word for that. That like we all think they look exactly the same, but they think the same thing about us.
Mm-hmm.
Like every other like race and culture, like thinks that we all look the same too. Oh, it's almost done. We can't. We gotta do. But just the last thing here. It's like
shit. That's been going on the whole time.
Exactly. Fuck, this is the last thing. It's like we're getting to a point where we like we're everyone. It's like we can't even say like.
I'm just not attracted to black girls.
Well, because who the?
That's fair.
That's a good point. Can't even say I am. Because why would I be proud to be white? I was born white. How can I be proud of something that I didn't? It's the Norm Macdonald joke. You can't be proud of something you didn't fucking do. You can't be proud of being white. You didn't do it.
I was barely allowed to say that I wasn't attracted to black chicks.
No, you can't. But you can't.
And I'm still not.
You know
and
what
I'm
you're definitely not allowed to say?
Yes, I'm not.
You know what you're definitely not allowed to say anymore?
That, we get it. We get it.
But see?
I got it.
But see?
You know
because
what else?
You don't have to say it like multiple times. Like, we get it.
Multiple. You know what else you can't say you were not attracted to? Fat bitches.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you about the fat girl thing now. They're in, like, the swimsuit edition of, like, Sports Illustrated.
Find it.
They're in Victoria's Secret.
What's her name? That, what's her name? I don't know what her name is.
We don't know. Wilford Brimley.
No.
They got Ashley Graham.
No. Who's that?
Remember the diabetes guy?
I don't know.
Here, let's just, this will end it on. This will end
that diabetes shit?
We'll end it on this.
Lizzo.
She's definitely got fucking, I think
I knew
she,
it.
She's got
I was
like,
right, I
she,
was
no,
ready to say it.
No, she's just got big bones. She's
big
bones.
Yeah, big bones.
Which is not a thing. No one's ever
right.
found a skeleton and like, damn, these bones are thick as fuck.
Yep.
Real quick though, so I saw a commercial the other day for like a UTI thing.
Oh, boy.
This chick starts a commercial. I've had 8 UTIs this year. You need to stay inside, woman.
Stay inside.
She tried to blame it on, like, and her husband's like, this dude's cheating on you, bitch.
Cheating.
Yep. He's with his dirty dick.
Yep.
But I think you can also get, like, UTIs from, like, many things. Like, not peeing,
yeah,
not drinking enough water.
I mean, I don't drink any water. Never have one.
I don't want to get involved with that.
Hang on that.
I don't drink water.
I beg this dude to drink water at Bisco. He would.
Bye!